British media reporting that the US is using camps in Jordan to train insurgents fighting the Syrian government. Britain and France are also taking part in the US-led effort. Damascus has repeatedly accused Washington and its allies of fueling the deadly unrest in Syria. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees has warned the number of Syrian refugees could double or even triple by the year end if no solution is found to end the conflict. According to UN reports, the number of Syrian refugees has hit 1 million. The two-year-long crisis has left 70,000 people dead. The Pentagon's chief Chuck Hagel rejects the Afghan president's claim that Washington is playing a role in destabilizing his country. Hamid Karzai has accused the U.S. of double standards by holding frequent talks with the Taliban in Europe and several Persian Gulf states. In Spain, thousands of people have taken to the streets of the capital, Madrid, to protest against the country's high unemployment that's left 26% of the nation out of work. Protesters are also angry over the way Madrid's handled the crisis and corruption scandals. In Azerbaijan, police have fired rubber bullets and used water cannons to disperse demonstrators protesting the recent deaths of three soldiers. Dozens of protesters have been detained. The government says two of the soldiers took their own lives and a third died of unspecified causes. But protesters question the reliability of the accounts. People in the Malvinas Islands are voting in a referendum to determine the ownership of the disputed South Atlantic territories. Almost half of the residents are eligible to cast their ballots during the two-day vote. Argentina considers the referendum illegal and says most of those eligible to vote are of British descent. Pakistani Christians clashed with police in the cities of Lahore and Karachi. The scuffles broke out as hundreds of protesters took to the streets demanding better protection against extremist groups. This a day after several houses in a Christian neighborhood were torched in Lahore. And anti-government protesters in Bahrain rally in the village of Sanabis calling for the release of political prisoners. The Persian Gulf Kingdom has been the scene of protests since February 2011. Since then, scores of people have been killed and hundreds more arrested by regime forces.